Good morning and welcome once again to Community Connection. And Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. I'm Tom Davis. Audra Fogel is with us here, and she's with Sutton Research. And we have got a thing called Wild Brew Brewing. First of all, welcome to Bartlesville, young lady.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on board. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Sutton Avian Research Center and what it is, then we'll get into the fun.
Awesome. Well, the Sutton Avian Research Center, we are celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. We got started because of the disappearance of the bald eagle. The Sutton Center was so critical and crucial to that project, mm-hmm. that now we went from zero bald eagles in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. back in the day, to today. We just finished tracking all of those numbers, and we've recorded over 200 nests in the state of Oklahoma this year.
That's a great job of replenishing.
It's pretty exciting.
Put them back where they need to be. That is amazing. Now, you're in the middle of another project, too, not with just one endangered species, but from what I understand, this is unheard of, too.
Two.
So you're working, yes, two big projects at the same time. Tell us about it.
So it's unheard of to have two, working with two endangered species. Mm-hmm. But today, because of the success with the bald eagles, we are working with the Atwaters Prairie Chicken, which is a Texas coastal bird, and we are working with several other organizations to help restore their population. Mm-hmm. But we also, in 2017, just started a captive breeding program for the masked bobwhite. And the masked bobwhite is a adorable little bird. It's very close to the northern bobwhite, mm-hmm. but it's a Sonoran desert bird. And this year alone, we've already released almost 1,000 birds back into the wild.
This is amazing. And to get to understand that you're actually watching this take place and watching the progress day to day, that is just something else. You're doing great work.
We are, right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
And this is something else. We've got the Wild Brew. This is an annual event?
It is.
Okay, I'm kind of new, so you got to bring me along on this. This sounds like I saw Drink a Beer, Save a Bird, or Save a Bird, Drink a Beer.
And it's the greatest party ever hatched.
Ever hatched.
This year is Wild Brew's 21st anniversary.
It's of age now.
It is of age. Okay. We will expect about 2,000 people at the Cox Business Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, August the 24th, uh-huh. we start at from 5 to 8, but if you are a patron, you get in an hour early and get to beat the crowds and meet the brewers before everybody else gets there at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
But Wild Brew is the oldest restaurant and beer festival restaurant crawl in the state of Oklahoma. We'll have 50 restaurants there, and you can taste everything. And right now, the whole craft brewing industry has exploded.
Oh, it has, yes.
And a lot of the brewers at Wild Brew started with us when they were home brewers back in the day. So it's like a big family reunion.
Oh, this is great.
Your ticket, everything is free. You come in the door with your tasting cup. You can taste everything there. You can eat it. You can drink it. It's the greatest party ever hatched.
This is great. Now, how do I get a ticket for this? I mean, where do I go? Do I go online? Can I get them at the door? How do we do this?
You can go online because, you know, if we sell out, we sell out because we limit our crowds because we want it to be fun for everyone. Yeah. So go to wildbrew.org and you can buy your tickets.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, you have a band here, and I thought it was going to be the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
No, it's even better.
It's even
better. The Fabulous Midlife Crisis Band.
Yes!
They have quite a following.
That's what I understand.
They have, and Carl Raines is the lead singer. He mm-hmm. is actually on our committee this year. He is so much fun, but they've been doing this event since the very beginning. So,
wow.
But they have a following. The one year they weren't able to come, you cannot imagine the number of complaints we received because the Fabulous Midlife Crisis Band was not there. They're pretty great, though.
I think they're solidified here for the for years to come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We love them.
Now, we have a featured artist by name of Josh Stout. Can you tell us a little bit about Josh and what Josh will be doing?
So, Josh Stout, you want to come and see him now, mm-hmm. because he is going to be one of those famous people. He's grown all over. In fact, he's flying in from a national tour to be with us. Last year, he painted a 6-foot eagle. Mm-hmm. He paints with painting knives, and so he's fast and he's colorful, and he starts with this blank canvas, and by the end of the event, it's colorful and huge, and we auction that off in the silent auction. And people got a bargain because his artwork sells for $5,000 and $6,000. Mm. And last year, someone walked home with a 6-foot eagle for $1,000.
And he does this with the painting knife?
Painting knives.
Wow.
It's so much fun. Plus, he's just fun. And so he's there and talking to people while he's painting. So you have a chance to visit with him and get to know him. But you see his work all over Oklahoma.
That is amazing. You know, usually you have to, you know, be dead to have paintings start selling into the thousands of dollars. He's a lucky guy.
He is, but he loves wildlife conservation. And because
and it works.
He does. Because this whole event is benefiting wildlife conservation, mm-hmm. you can come, but know that every dollar you spend is going for a good cause. And so we have so many people who help us because it's going for a good cause.
And once again, this is Wild Brew, and it benefits the Sutton Aviation Research. Now, we take care of a lot of the business right here in Bartlesville, and that's the cool thing.
It is.
And we were talking about it's the mask whippoorwill. Bob White. Bob White. I'm sorry. I got confused.
All those birds start to look alike.
No. I don't know why, you know, that got in there. I was thinking of a song. But anyway, it's amazing how this process takes place and what kind of care goes into making sure that all these things work out correctly. You say you work with a lot of partners. You're a cooperative.
We do. The Sutton Center started out as a cooperative conservation organization, which means that we try and work with as many different organizations as we can. We work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We work with the Oklahoma Department of mm-hmm. Wildlife Conservation. We work with some of the energy companies, but we really try and work together. I think people want to help if you can find ways that you can, you know, you find easy ways for people to work together. Ultimately, I think it's a good thing.
It is.
And so right now, the Sutton Center is not just a local organization. We work locally, we work statewide, we work nationally, and we even have some projects that are worldwide. And so it's pretty incredible the kind of conservation work that's gone right here in the heart mm-hmm. of Oklahoma. Because so often, Oklahoma gets beat up on for being last at everything. And in these efforts with the Sutton Center, we are leading the nation in some of the recovery efforts.
That is absolutely incredible. And it's a lot of teamwork, and it's a lot of people networking and branching out. You were telling me that you have a famous fellow working with you here. He works for the Tulsa World, and he's also a pretty darn good, scientist.
Actually, he works for the Sutton Center. He is one of ours. Dan Ranking.
I got it backwards.
You did. Right. We're pretty proud to have him.
Yeah.
But Dan Ranking is one of our lead biologists. Mm-hmm. He's been with the Sutton Center for, I think, 27 or 28 years.
That's a good start.
A lot of people in Bartlesville know him because mm-hmm. he is a cyclist, and he has ridden hundreds of thousands of miles on his bike.
Goodness sakes.
But he also is a pretty incredible birder. He writes for the Tulsa World.
That's right.
But Dan is leading a project called the Breeding Bird Atlas. And people in Oklahoma should care about this project because it is specifically looking at the health and population of the birds in Oklahoma. And because we know that birds are barometers for people's health, mm-hmm. we want to know how our birds are doing, because ultimately that's a good judge for how is the health for the environment for us. And so, not to be selfish, but it all does work together. Mm-hmm. But the Breeding Bird Atlas is a 5-year study. We're looking at all of the birds in Oklahoma. It's a huge project, and we're fundraising right now to make that happen. We've already published the first edition, so we have a baseline. The second edition is really where you begin to see how have things changed in the last 20 years.
You can spot trends.
We can.
That's really amazing. And this work has to move forward.
It has to.
And you'd like to probably put this out on a regular basis, but once again, it's about cost, and it's about, you know, resources too.
Right. So they can come drink a beer, save a bird, and save themselves along the way while we do this Breeding Bird Atlas.
It's all about self-preservation here. And again, you can get the tickets at the door, or you can go online, and the online site again
is wildbrew.org. Very easy.
Very easy to find. And this is going to be great. Now, when you talk about the event itself, come hungry, leave.
Come hungry.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, so it's at the Cox Business Center, so it's this huge space. Uh-huh. And when you walk in, you see all these tents for the brewers, and you see big displays for the restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's a huge silent auction with all kinds of things. In fact, we're going to have a package for eagles. The eagles are only performing two concerts in North America this year. Mm-hmm. Their final Hotel California tour, we actually have a package in the auction for tickets. It's a sold-out crowd. And so you can come and bid on a trip to go see Don Henley, to be there in the front rows. It's pretty awesome. So they're a silent auction item. So when you walk in, you've got all of these restaurants and breweries and silent auction stuff, and Midlife Crisis Band is playing, and Josh is painting like crazy over here on the side, and we'll have eagles. And so you'll actually get to meet Benzar, who is one of our eagles. He's 27 years old. You'll get to meet him up close and personal. If you're a patron, we'll have several different falcons and hawks in the patrons area, so you can get up close and personal to the birds. You can meet their handlers. So there's nothing more majestic than getting to see a bald eagle up close and personal.
They are fantastic creatures.
They're incredible.
And, you know, the closer you're able to get, then you realize just how special these creatures are.
And they're killers. You see their talons and their, oh my goodness, you don't want to make them mad.
No, you don't. You want to be friends.
You want to be friends with the eagles. Yes.
And if we want to know more about Sutton Avian Research Center and maybe become a patron, how do we go about that? Because sure. I'm sure there might be some room along the way to add a few people.
There is,
right?
You know, and I think right now with all the stuff in the media, with the, you know, the Endangered Species Act, all kinds of stuff, I think it is important for those of us who care about our environment, mm-hmm. if we believe in something, to stand up and put dollars behind what we believe in. And so the Sutton Center, we are working on endowments. We're mm-hmm. working on projects. If you go to suttoncenter.org, there is a place where you can become a donor. You can donate even as little as $10 a month. It makes a difference. It makes a difference, and it adds up, because the success of the Sutton Center, we are a private 501c3, mm-hmm. and although we do work with other organizations, in fact, several of our projects are funded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department. Well, right now, with the volatility of, you know, what's happening from day to day, it really does impress upon us the importance of building endowments so that the work can continue regardless of what's happening within our government. And so we welcome people sponsoring us and so donating to the projects, and we want them to be a part and know what's going on. And so suttoncenter.org, easy way to find a way to make a donation.
Right, and once again, you know, the projects that you have going on with the two species that you're working with, and the continuation of the Atlas are paramount. You know, so you got to keep that in mind, folks. If you're thinking, you know, where do I want my charitable dollars to go? Well, this would be an investment.
I think so. It protects our natural resources for the next generation.
This is really good. So once again, we've got the event, and it's coming up the 24th at the Cox Business Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're going to open up the doors at 5, but if you're a VIP, you get a little sneak in. You get the best spot. 4
That's
o'clock,
right.
Man. That's good. Audra Fogel, thank you very much for being with us today. This has really been eye-opening. You know, so often we take a lot of things for granted, and when we meet folks who are really working in things that are specialized that have such an impact on our everyday lives, it's really quite special. And I'm really thankful that you shared the information about what you do with the Sutton Research Avian Research Center with us today. And of course, you know, invite them to a party. That's always good too. That gets their attention as well. But it was a wonderful meeting you today. And again, that is Wild Brew coming up on August 24th, wildbrew.com. And that'll tell you everything you need to know. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And coming up, we've got a look at the news and, of course, your weather from the Oklahoma News Network. This has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.